This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, baby, here we go. It's hour three of the Nation. We're live at the Globe. And my bad, I mentioned Nate Devlin, director of Authentics here with the Texas Rangers, had dropped off a couple of baseball. I said they were like batting practice balls.
No.
These are actually game-used balls.
Yeah.
Okay, they got this little QR code on them. You scan that bad boy, and it tells you the actual pitch and moment in which game that it was used in.
Balls we have, and Ruby looked them up, they both were used in the Boston Red Sox series.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like, badass.
Yeah. I love it, dude. This one is incredibly rare because Garabito threw this, and it resulted in an out.
Wow.
Yeah, it's one of the few.
That's historical.
You're holding it in your very hands right now.
A Garabito out.
You think you could get a strikeout holding that right now?
Put this up for auction for swinging for a cause.
Definitely a one of one.
Okay, so we're having fun. Friday vibes in the air. Winning baseball team, winning hockey team. Cowboys draft 20 days away and the tournament this weekend as well. And our buddy Ari Temkin joins us now to talk some more tournament. Good afternoon, sir. In a second, good afternoon to Ari. But you know Ari Temkin. You know him and love him. He worked at the Fan for probably 5 years or so. Did the Cowboys pre- and post-game show with Brian for a couple of years. And you know, he's been working for satellite radio and then TuneIn, and he is an absolute wizard with some of this college sports stuff.
He knows his college sports.
Yeah. He might be the foremost expert as far as talk show hosts on the Big 12 in general.
Yes.
Yeah. You just wind him up and let him go. But we had him on a couple of weeks ago when the tournament was getting underway. And as always, it was very impressive.
Yeah, and he was peppering me before the season started. Hey, put a little something on the Houston Cougars coming out of the Big 12 and winning the whole thing. And now here we are, Final Four. This is a heavyweight bout. Tomorrow night, Duke and Houston.
Yeah.
Best offense versus the best defense. Two just extremely well-rounded teams. I got a feeling this could be one of those all-timers.
Kind of a home game for Houston, right?
I'm sorry? Right,
San Antonio?
Absolutely. Game.
No doubt. It's not a
Duke
far
will
run.
Travel now. Let's not get that twisted either.
But much easier to hop in the car, drive a couple hours than it is to get a plane ticket, no question. But with all number one seeds for just the second time ever, you're hoping that these games are just absolute nail biters, go down to the end, maybe you get some overtime buzzer beater finishes.
I could go for a buzzer beater. You know, I could go for some overtime Final Four action. Obviously, Cooper Flagg puts a little bit extra juice into the weekend. Having a team inside these borders and your Houston Cougars in there, that's great. I think the women's tournament is quite interesting as well, obviously with the Longhorns, but also Paige Beckers, the presumptive first overall pick of your Dallas Wings. That's going to be some good weekend sports watching as well as Ari Temkin joins us now here on The Fan. And good afternoon, Ari. How the heck are you?
I'm great, man. Great to talk to you, General. How are you?
Outstanding. Have you enjoyed this tournament?
I mean, yes and no. You know, I mean, it's been a chalky tournament, you know, and I think there was certainly an expectation that we could end up with 4-1 seeds. But, I mean, just beyond that, I mean, 16 straight tournament games now have been 16 games have been won by the favorite straight up. And it's the first time ever that both Elite Eight and Sweet 16 matchups, you know, all of those matchups had the favorite going in won it straight up. So, I mean, it's been a, you know, it's been a chalky tournament. And so that has people talking big picture narratives about what this means for the sport and how it's bad. And, I mean, I certainly see that, but I think it's too early to kind of, you know for sure what this looks like. I mean, we had a 16 seed beat a 1 seed 2 years ago. So, I mean, things can change and change quickly. I think this year, though, we kind of knew these were the four best teams coming into the year. Some people predicted this would be 4-1 seeds, and so this isn't totally out of the ordinary.
Yeah, no chalky for Kansas, right? Rock chalk.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. Talk about put your.
Oh, hey, I go to a terrible basketball school. Don't. Hey, I'm taking shots at anybody I can because I my program is one of the worst. Wade. Yeah, we had Will Wade until we ran him off. We were just a year early on that NIL stuff, and he got wiretapped. You know, I think there was some illegal stuff going on there with the wiretapping. You know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, there's a little bit of smoke there, but you know, at least now they don't have to wiretap in order to pay guys.
That's
you know,
true.
That's the big thing. But I'll tell you this, Broadus. With since you brought it up, Darren Peterson is one of the top players in the country. Him and AJ DeBanta. Peterson's going to Kansas next year. You should watch him play. He's at a school in Napa, California, a prep school and one of the best programs, high school programs in the country. So you should check him out.
It's Ari Temkin here with you in the G-Bag Nation. So do you have – let's talk about it this way. If chalk holds, what's that mean for this weekend?
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What was that? I'm sorry.
If chalk holds and the best teams win, who wins this weekend and Monday?
Well, in that, I mean, look, there's a lot of ways from a trends perspective you can look at this matchup or this Final Four. But basically, this would be 14 consecutive years if either Duke or Florida win it, that the favorite going into the weekend, the top two favorites going into the weekend have won it. So, I mean, it's a long stretch of that. And so, I mean, based on that, you'd say Duke or Florida. Now, I'm Big 12 Radio on TuneIn, so, you know, heavily leaning into the Houston Cougars. But, I mean, look, this is... It feels like the right time for Kelvin Sampson, a guy that's never won a title. It's his third Final Four, and he's had a lot of bad luck. So it feels like there's got to be some luck that falls his way. They have, you know, an elite defense, as they always do, but they also have an elite offense. They're the best three-point shooting team in the country. They have three guys that shoot at least 42%. So this is a version of Houston that we've never seen before in terms of the Kelvin Sampson Houston Cougars. You know, they seemed coming into the year like way better last year when Jamal Shedd got hurt in that Duke matchup. And, you know, and you thought going into this year they weren't going to be as good, and they've turned out to be better because they just have so much more variety in their scoring. But the Duke-Houston matchup is the one I'm focused on, obviously, because you've got two top 10 picks. Obviously, Cooper Flagg is the number one pick. He's been legit if you haven't seen him. And, you know, I just feel like if you stop everybody else, you can kind of let Flagg get his. But he just creates so much that's so much easier said than done. I mean, that's the reality of it is, you know, Knipple is as good off the dribble. And then Tyrese Proctor, he's been so deadly in the tournament. And he's so tough to corral. So I think those things, like that's the matchup. But obviously the SEC on the other side, they're trying to win their first championship since 2012. And it's been even longer for the Big Ten when you think about it. 2001 was last national championship for the Big Ten, and it's going to be another year. He's not even in the Final Four.
Ari, okay, take the teams out of this. Power rank the coaches. Who's liable to help their team, and who's the one that might hurt their team?
It's a great question. I mean, look, Kelvin Sampson, I hold in high esteem, not just because of what he's done, but just who he is. I mean, he really is a culture builder, Brian. I mean, he really is. Like,
sure.
So he told the story about how you know, when he was had young kids, you wanted to read to them at night, but on the night before games, he would, you know, he'd want to read to his kids before bed, but they had to watch film. They had to do things. They had to work. So his wife was like, well, just have him come to the house. Have the players come to the house. You can watch film here, and you can still read to the kids. So that's what he did. And to this day, they still have that. You know, there's still, like, a revolving door in terms of family. You know, he's just super genuine, and, like, that's good and bad, right? I mean, he can be critical with guys, but nobody leaves his program. I mean, in an era, I think if you like the old school era of college basketball, like, that's Kelvin Sampson, because these guys, nobody works harder than these guys. We had them at Big 12 media days, and they had a practice, a full practice before media days. I mean, they have intensive practices, and the fact that they're able to keep guys, bring guys in, they never lose guys to the portal, despite all of the hard work that it takes to be great within the system. I mean, I love Golden. I love, obviously John Shire. I mean, these are two up-and-comers in the sport. And, you know, and I think that they're very much part of the new age of, you know, from an analytical perspective. I think last time I was out with you guys, we talked about Grant McCaslin and how he does that in terms of offensive system. So I think there's a lot of that with those guys as well. And look, Bruce Pearl is another guy that's been here before. You know, he's never been past this round. He's had a lot of success in the tournament. I'd probably go Sampson 1 and Pearl 2 just because they're the elder statesmen here. Mm-hmm. And you know, from an analytical perspective, coaches going up against coaches in their first Final Four, coaches that have been there versus the ones going up against the Final Four tend to have a lot of success. And, I mean, in the case of Sampson, that's two more than Shire has. So I'd put Shire probably third and Golden fourth, but those are all four great coaches.
R.H. Emkin with us in the G-Bag Nation. What did you think? First tie ever in AP history. We've got a tie for Coach of the Year with Bruce Pearl and Rick Pitino.
Is that, which one is that? I feel like there's like a million awards. I don't know which
this
one.
This is the Associated Press.
I know, I got that, but like, is that the right one? Are there, I mean, college basketball has the weirdest award situation. I mean, they're all weird, but like, I don't know which one's the right one. I guess that's the right one. Is that what
which
you're
one do you value more? Yeah,
know.
I mean, I've always gone AP.
I'm lost in them. There's too many. Why can't we just have one?
It's a good point, Ari. Ari Temkin here with you on The Fan. Now, other than Cooper Flagg, who, by the way, Ari, I am fading as an NBA superstar. Yeah.
That's right.
I think he's going to be a good but not great player. But who other than him has NBA star potential here heading for this thing?
Well, and to your point,
sir,
Gavin, to your point, I've heard and seen people that are talking about next year's draft, which features A.J. DeBanza going to BYU and Darren Peterson going to Kansas. I mean, they say, like, Cooper Flagg won't be the top, like, barely be a top five pick in next year's draft. So to your point, but I mean, we'll see. You know, time will tell. Who knows? They could have overrated this next class, too. We'll see. But independent of that. DJ Edgecombe, I mean, he's not in the Final Four, but this is a guy that played at Baylor this last year. He's an absolute freak in terms of his length and athleticism. Tom Knipple for Duke I think he's super underrated. Kind of coming into the season, it was like, well, Flagg drives and Knipple shoots. But, no, I mean, the dude can drive. I mean, he is so good at getting to the rack. I mean, that's why I think he's also a top 10 pick. I mean, he was huge. He was very highly recruited coming out. Houston has Master P's son. He doesn't play a lot. He's a freshman. But Master P's son is on Houston, and he's going to play a lot next year. Mercy Miller is his name. He's a decent prospect coming in, but, you know, he'll factor in a lot more next year. And Houston has three top 50 recruits coming in next year.
Wow.
So not only have they got the portal working, this is, you know, a former commuter school. Like, they've, what Kelvin Sampson's done here, done at Houston, is insane.
Well said, Ari. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll catch up with you real soon.
Appreciate you guys. Take care.
Ari Temkin, Big 12 there on TuneIn with you in the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through The Fan once again. Okay, you good, Brian?
I'm great.
Okay, we got a top 10 at 420 coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us?
All right, so we'll carry over our Wednesday conversation. I found the top 10 everyday items that can become weapons for self-defense.